The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And good Sunday morning and welcome to Your Life, Your Money. I'm Chris Creston and I'm joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. He's one of the top financial advisors in the country and he's the host of Your Life, Your Money. And you know him well. If you've never heard the show before, get ready. You're in for a treat. Kelvin is just generally a nice guy, but also, like I said, one of the top financial advisors, down to earth. And just really great at helping people understand their finances and the connection to all their everyday needs and their lives. If you want to get a hold of Kelvin, you can always visit his website. It's askkelvin.ca, askkelvin.ca, and you can give him a ring on the phone at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And like I said, that website, askkelvin.ca, there's a little link in the top right-hand corner. It says schedule a call. Click on that and you have a calendar pop up and you pick a time and date of your choosing. And you've got a time booked with Kelvin to have a chat about all those things that you're thinking about. Or, you know what, if you've got a burning question, you want to give him a call. Like I said, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. You know, this week, Kelvin, we've decided we're going to be talking about investing during turbulent times, and I think it was prudent to make that decision to talk about that because we've had a bit of a wild week.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I tell you. Good morning, Chris, first of all. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Great. All things considered, I'm doing well. It's another day waking up here and enjoying the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting week weather-wise. I mean, first day of fall, a couple of days ago, weather changing. I went golfing on Thursday, and it was cold. It was warm. It was cold. Got cold again. So
I turned my heat on. I had the furnace running, and I realized that my baby's footed pajamas are too small for them, so we needed to go out and buy some more. So I'm bullish on baby PJs. That's where I am on my market right now.
Well, the markets are like the weather, you know, up down, up down. We're really in turbulent times. I mean, if you look at during the week with Putin, you know, talking about nuclear stuff,
yeah,
enlisting people there, and just interesting times we're in, you know. But you know, throughout history, the world has witnessed and recovered, I might say, from a numerous financial crisis, you know, economic meltdowns and market crashes and things like that. So now we have the backdrop now is the war in Ukraine, you know, rising interest rates. It's already gone up already this week. So it's been, I think, 4 or 5 times already in the U.S. We might probably go up in October again. You know, talk of recession. So all the bad things that could brew together has come together in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, faced with the prospect of doom and gloom, it's really easy to either fight or flight, right? That's the instinct, you know, to hijack your natural or rational decisions when investing. You know, many investors overreact and dump stocks at the worst time, or maybe sell their entire portfolio. If we think back to when the pandemic first happened, and then go backwards to 2008, 2009, and see what your thoughts were like back then, see what your anxieties were, and see what you did. And the answer is probably readjusted your portfolio, maybe didn't do anything. And sure enough, you know, things recovered, right? So while uncertainty and volatility may continue, probably I would think to continue for a couple more months, you know, when you look back to research, it shows that the equity markets recover from war, recover from interest rates going up, and recessions. So investors, you know, who fail to keep a long-term perspective when things are going the way they are, try and sell, and a lot of things happen which they'll never recover. And they feel bad, right? So this is the time to turn to your advisor and sit down and have a chat about where you were and where you're going. right? So some things people have, some principles you have to keep in mind when the markets are very turbulent. And I think the biggest one to me is emotion. Emotional decisions, making leads will lead to loss. So I think we need to get our emotions intact. What do you think?
I think that's a hugely important one. And I think when you think about Calvin, the emotions could be, a positive or negative emotion, right? If you're, really excited about something and you get a little too gung-ho with it and you go all in on one exciting opportunity, you're not diversifying yourself enough and you're putting yourself at harm to, potentially a lot more risk. Or again, like you said, you freak out when you start to, you're watching your statements come in and you're not happy with where they are and you start pulling right. your money out and holding on to cash, which is inflating and losing its value. It really puts you in a position where you're likely going to lose again. So it's hard. And I think that's where a good financial advisor comes in, someone who can hold your hand, someone who can help walk you through this and calm you down, walk you back from the ledge a little bit, because those emotions can be nasty and they drive us, they drive the markets, they drive everything, but it's important to try and be objective and take the long view on your investments.
And I think you have to gain self-awareness, by looking at your behavioral patterns, like how do you behave when these things are going on? Many, many people that are investing, we all have money in the stock markets, regardless, through our pensions, maybe CPP or teacher's pension or something like that. We have our RSPs and our TFSAs and things like that. So we're all involved in the stock markets. And the stock markets are very, very resilient. And if people take their emotions away from it, then I think in the short and long run, you'll be okay, right? So we need to kind of sit down and get some perspective in things. So when I look back to the stock markets, going back to 2017, and you look at now, so 2017, the Dow Jones was at 21,000. Today, it's about 29,000. In January of 2022, it was at 39,000. So it's down about 25% from January 1st till today, right? But if you look backwards over the last 5 years, the average return in the Dow has been about 8%. So what does really 3 months have to do with anything? Really nothing, right? If you think the worst is now, wait till the Leafs start playing. Things will get even worse. Right.
I think that there's an underhanded comment there about what the Leafs are going to do to my mood. It's all right. Our jersey advertisement looks better than a Canadian's, so
I'll take that as a win. I mean, I always said in these shows and many financial shows that people may listen to, timing the market versus time in the market is really what separates the men from the boys, right? So like I said, the 5 year return of actually the S&P, the NASDAQ, all the big exchanges is roughly about 8%, over a 5 year period. So when people manage their money, manage it like the pensions, like I always say, make sure it's managed that way, because these pensions, the big ones, have always give you about an 8 to 9% return year after year. They're going through their own emotions now, the pension managers, the teachers' pension, and so on. But they're not selling and running. What they're doing is just looking back at what they have, seeing where we are, and move on. Remember, when you buy these big funds, these big pool fund, investment funds, mutual, whatever you may buy, you have professional money managers that are sitting there with lots of people looking at your money, seeing what to do. So in times like now, a lot of them hold on to some cash and they wait for days like today and they'll go buy things that are 4% cheaper than where it was. So Friday was one of those days where they're buying things to that when you look at your next statement, you'll probably see it's gone up a tiny bit, right? So one thing always is to, again, in turbulent times, is to be prepared. In light of these market uncertainty and volatility, You shield your assets, I think, by mentally preparing yourself for the unexpected, is what I think people should do. You know, implement, I always say, diversify yourself. Have a strategy like that where you have a bit of everything. You have a bit of consumer goods, banking, you know, energy, healthcare, every part of the economy. Make sure your portfolio is well defined like that, you know. So
there's always a thought in your head, and I'm sure you probably get this question all the time, is what's the one thing that I can have that's recession proof or that's not, is there a thing like that, or is it just a matter of being diversified so that when you're up in one area, you're down in the other and vice versa, you're exactly. Making sure that you're exposed to so many things that you're going to be up somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, when you invest your money, not only I think in recessionary times, but normally, make sure that your portfolio is made up of energy stocks, you know, financials, healthcare, industrial, you know, IT stuff, communicate, a bit of everything. I mean, just because the markets are going down and things are happening, you're not going to give up your cell phone. You're not going to give up your TV and everything else. So those companies are still making money. And if you're invested wisely, you're doing okay, you know. So I think you need to look back to where you were, where you're going, and am I in the right places? And I think most people are. I think they need to remember, when you invest in the stock markets, you're investing in companies like 3M, you know, IBM, Amex, Apple, McDonald's. Those guys, you know, their stocks will go up and down, but they're in business to make money. They're not in business to make Big Macs. They're there to make money. Remember,
right. Exactly. Yeah, and they're not turning off all the grills just because the stock is down.
Exactly. Remember, the sole purpose of a corporation is to make money for the shareholders. So when we go through times like this, you know, maybe what they do is they lay off some people, which is unfortunate. And then maybe after the break, we'll go more into, you know, some of the things to do during turbulent times.
If you don't have an advisor, give Kelvin a call. If you've got an advisor and you need a second opinion, give him a ring. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Or you can go to his website, askkelvin.ca. You can listen to past shows there. You can book an appointment. You can do all sorts of stuff there. askkelvin.ca. A whole lot more of your life, your money, and principles for investing during turbulent times as Your Life, Your Money continues here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Chorus Entertainment.
Your Life, Your Money here with Chris Creston and Kelvin, the money guy. Askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Give Kelvin a call, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And get started with your plan. We're talking today about investing during turbulent times and getting some advice from Kelvin, the money guy, one of the top financial advisors in the country, to talk about that, getting advice on what you should be doing and how you should be navigating these things and the principles that you should keep in mind. And we'll get back to that in a second. But I was talking to Kelvin in the break a little bit about these jersey advertisements on the NHL teams. And it's funny, it started on the helmet. Was it last year? You started to see some advertisements pop up on jerseys, and now we're seeing them show up on the top left corner of the jersey. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about that, Kelvin, as a sports fan? As a, you know, I get it, as a business decision, they're making money. It's an interesting move. That's something that we're not so used to here in North America.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if anybody still watches CFL, but I do.
Yeah.
And on their jerseys, not Home Depot, but I think Canadian Tire or somebody.
I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's very, you can't really notice it, you know. So I think if they keep it like that, we'll be okay.
I think it's interesting. I know I'll take a dig at your Montreal Canadiens, because I think that their advertisements are BC. and it adds too many colors to the jersey. I don't know what you think about that, because it's normal. It's so classic. You know what? I can dislike the team all I want, but it's that red, white, and blue, and then they've added a new blue plus gold, and it's just like it catches the eye to the point that I was just staring at it so much. Like, I get it. The Leafs one looks kind of silly with the milk plastered across it, but at least it's the same color as the jersey, right? Or you know, the white or blue. But it's an interesting decision.
Yeah, as long as they don't get like how, remember when we watch European hockey and they got those big names plastered all over it?
Yeah. As long as it doesn't turn into NASCAR, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I guess everything changes like time, right? We got to move forward, right? Even though we like it or don't. I mean, it's all about money, right? Yeah, it's all about money.
Oh, exactly. And when it comes down to it, they're looking for ways to make as much money as they can. They got salaries going up. I guess the cost for them to travel around the country is going up too. So, but they're also charging a lot for a ticket and a beer and a hot dog. So,
we know one thing we know is that the company that advertised with the lease after April, they're done. They got to look for somewhere else to have.
Poor milk farmers of Ontario. It is interesting to see, you know, that things change, people pivot, people make moves and find new opportunities to make money. And in this situation, in any market, you're going to find new opportunities to do that. And you know, I think that brings us back to, you know, investing in a turbulent market. We're obviously seeing some, let's say, exciting stock market numbers with things going a little crazy this week. And we were talking about some of the tips and philosophies that you should have as you're investing and you're keeping your emotion out of it, being prepared, and also now maintaining a long-term outlook on what you're really trying to do with these investments.
Right. And like you say with hockey, the jerseys, things are changing, you know, where this decade is a changing decade for everything, much like the 90s. When we look back, or many people look back to the 90s, it really reminds them of this decade where technology came and changed the world. You know, Microsoft came out with Windows, and it really changed everything forever. Made things simpler. It made it harder in the beginning, but once we all got used to it, it made life so much simpler. Just like technology has changed the financial industry and probably many other industries. So when you look at your money, many of the portfolio managers are also changing the things that they hold within the portfolio. So a lot of them are trying to get away from the oil and gas, like all the old things that we know, and they're turning the portfolio into more like energy efficient stuff with an electric battery, that kind of stuff as we go forward. So that's why I think you want to maintain a long-term outlook. You know, when you're focused on the day-to-day headlines, it's easy to lose sight of what you really want. I mean, you turn on the news and it's all bad news, and we get caught up in that, right? But history has shown that the markets, you know, reactions to geopolitical events like the Russia Ukraine war really have a short-term impact on stock valuations over the long term. In fact, Putin saying what he did the other day, that really didn't spook the market too much. You know, if you're a long-term investor, remember that your investments, it's a long-term play, you know, with a time horizon your time horizon has to be over a decade or two. If you're thinking the short term, you know, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, maybe the stock market is not for you. Maybe keeping your money at home is really for you. So whether you're in for a long term or short term, you know, I think a strong investment strategy will help you achieve your goals, your investment goals. Listen, over the last 50 years, when you think back, we've had lots of problems in the world. You know, we had president shot, we had recession, high interest rates. What else? Lots of bad things, right? Wars,
terrorist attacks, all kinds of things. Yeah.
Yeah. And yet we fast forward to 2022 and we're okay. People haven't lost all their money. Mm-hmm. Yes. When you look at your statement, it went down by 10%, whatever, or the market's down 25%. But if you don't sell and you don't panic, you'll be okay. And that's why your financial advisor, I think, is a good sounding board for you. Now, you can't sometimes, you know, when you look at your money, it's your hard on savings over years and years. But I think you got to give yourself a little, you know, maybe don't look, maybe turn off the news for one day and we'll be okay, right? Recovery is inevitable. We're going to recover. Companies are not going to die. They're not going to just simply go out of business because they had a bad, you know, quarter or two or three, right? So a review of your long-term trends reveals that when you look at the long-term recovery, is always on the table. We'll always recover from no matter what happens. Actually, not only with money, but in our lives, right? So ultimately, the markets have cycles. They can spiral down and quickly recover, but minimal impact. Like I say, if you go back 5 years and you look at your money 5 years ago to now, most likely, if you invested properly, you're about 7 to 8% higher than where you were, right? Unless you made, you know, moves that were very emotional, maybe you're still where you are. But generally, the big markets in North America are up when we look back to 2017 to now. So don't be too fearful of you know, of where you are. Instead of being fearful, have a look at what you got, right? And if people don't, if people think it's not true that things don't recover as fast, you know, recall the virus outbreak and what happened to the equity markets. It plunged like 40%, 50% in some cases.
It looked scary at the time.
Wasn't it? Remember that? Remember mm-hmm. we did those shows on that, right?
Yeah.
And people were scared. But studies showed that stocks gained 79% in that year of the pandemic low. So for example, from the low to the high, we were up about 80%. So not only did it recover its losses, it made some money. So markets are very resilient, you know. While headlines and political events can shake them down, it's clear that they will return and you will get growth out of your money.
I think that's important to remember for the average investor and everything too, is remember that, you know, just like you want to make sure that you keep making money, so is everyone else involved in the market. And part of being in a free market is it maybe some people are going to, some businesses may fail, some businesses may have hard times, but new ones step up and come into play, yeah, and they're going to succeed. And if you've got well-managed funds and a great advisor, then you're going to do well, and you're going to make sure that if you stay on course, all of those people's success will be your success as well. And there's too much invested interest in continuing to succeed for everyone, yeah, for everything to fall. It's like you don't trip and stay on the sidewalk for the rest of your life. You get back up.
Right. And I think you got to take a step backwards to go forward, right? And that's where we are now. We're in that backward step. So, you know, just make sure you don't lose sight of your goals, right? Don't let, like I say, a few months, you know, deter you from what you set out to do maybe 3 years ago. So re-examine those kind of things. Like I say, the markets are up from its lows in the pandemic, up about 79%. So what does that tell you? It tells you that we will recover and we will do fine. So reevaluate what you're doing. And remember, just because the markets are down, you're not going to cash all your money out. I mean, if you're collecting RIF money or pension money or whatever, you're steady as you go. Right? You're not going to cash it all in. And then what do? And you have to look at the alternative. Let's say I sold all my stocks, all my money today. What would I do with it tomorrow? Like, where would I put it? Well,
under
you can't
the mattress,
put it in the bank. you can't leave it there because money needs to be moving all the time. You can't just mm-hmm. keep it under the mattress because remember, the other side of this coin is recession. And mm-hmm. you know, when they tell you we're in a recession, most likely we're out of it already, right?
Right.
So remember what cost you 25 cents in 1970 costs $1.86 today. So right. What it tells us is if you kept your money at home, you kept it in the bank, well, inflation is eating away at your money. So that's the downside to this. I have clients that tell me they paid more for the last car than they did for their first house. So think about that for a second, you know? So it tells us that you better invest your money wisely. And if you do so, you'll be okay. It's not always going to go up. In fact, you don't always want it to go up and up and up, because one day it's going to take a heavy hit and come down. So this week in the markets, so last week in the markets, was okay for us. I think it was a good thing, because it gives the portfolio managers time to rearrange, maybe pick up stocks that they wanted to buy but couldn't because it was too high. It didn't fit into what they wanted to do. They're sitting on cash, so now they're buying stuff that's good for us. And you'll only know this in about 6 months from now when you look at your statements. You'll go, wow, I'm glad we had that August and September, right? There's lots of money out there. You know, when you look at, soon we'll have 8 billion people in the world. So it tells us that a lot of us are investing in the stock markets. And that itself is going to push the markets up. So I think we're okay. You know,
continuing to talk about how to invest in turbulent times here on Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. And we will be coming back with more on that and more advice and philosophies for investing in turbulent times. This is Your Life, Your Money. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website. It's askkelvin.ca. It's ask K-E-L. Let me say that again. Ask KELVIN.ca, and you can call him anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. More of Your Life, Your Money coming up here with Kelvin the Money Guy on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And thank you for making us part of your Sunday morning. This is Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. I'm Chris Creston, and you can always visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's ask, KELVIN.ca. And you can give him a ring on the old-fashioned telephone machine at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And we've been talking a little bit about investing in turbulent times. And just to take it easy and hold some philosophies true and look into the principles of your investing and get a good financial advisor. And we'll be continuing along with some more tips on that. But I wanted to ask Kelvin, because it's been getting colder out lately, and I'm wondering if you've hit your last golf ball for the year, or if it's you're thinking that the season may still bode well for you.
Well, we were just saying that yesterday, you know, I had planned to go golfing Saturday or next week, actually. And I don't know. I hope a game is not, we're not done yet. But I remember one year we golfed right until November, you know.
Wow.
I forget what year that was. It was 2018 or something. I totally forget, but we were just saying it the other day. My gosh. So hopefully it's not over. Hopefully we can get, most of us get one more round or two in and we'll be okay. I think, you know, the last week, Chris, or the last couple of weeks, like all the talk about war and recession and inflation, of course, that impacts our day-to-day lives. There's no doubt. But I think we should, you know, maybe focus on the good things that are happening, that are coming up in the next few months. You know, we have Halloween coming, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Yeah. Like those, focus on the positive things. Look, listen. I think training camp starts next week for hockey. I'm not sure. Do you know? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think some players are already reporting and stuff like that. So I think it's hockey starting up again is an exciting time of year. Baseball playoffs, exciting. Basketball is going to be starting up. Yep. So a lot of exciting things. World Cup is on coming up around the corner as well. Canada with a team for the first time in my memory.
Actually, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I think we should focus on that stuff for a little while. Don't forget about your money, you're right, but focus in on some of the fun things that are coming up. You know, you look at your favorite NFL team, or that your team might actually win the Super Bowl this year, right? Buffalo.
Yeah. Well, you know what, honestly, and I got to say, you know, my dad and my father-in-law are excited about Buffalo. I've got to stay true to the Patriots, almost because I'm so tired of the fair weather Patriots fans who just like bailed and became Tampa Bay fans as soon as Brady left. I'm not that guy. I was a fan in the Bledsoe days. I was a fan before they'd even won a Super Bowl. So I'm sort of my factory settings being from a Bills family originally, I can't switch boats now only because I cannot be the hypocrite that I'm so annoyed about it from all the other fans who bailed. But you know what? There's a lot of people, a lot of excitement around. I know people get their fantasy pools and stuff like that, which isn't necessarily a wise investment unless you, really lucky.
You know, well, one of the things investing during turbulent times is to, unlike your hockey team, is believe in your investment plan. Right?
Yeah.
Because there's all types of asset class in your investments, from stocks to bonds, you know, real estate to alternative lending opportunities, you know, lots of things out there for people to invest in. So just believe in your investment plan, you know, because things don't always move in the same direction. One might be up, one might be down, so make sure you have all asset classes inside of your investment. It's very important to have a strong investment plan, you know, one that's right for you and that's unique to your circumstances. Just, you know, we're different in the way we think, we're different in where we are in life, what we owe, what we have. So each of us are totally different in how we think and where we are and what stages in our lives. So no matter where you are in life, retired, you know, heading for retirement, or, you know, working, we're all the same. Keep your emotion in check. You know, be prepared for uncertainty, because life is not always, you know, everything's not always up. There's always hiccups along the way in our personal lives and in our money life. So if you can maintain an outlook, like a long-term outlook on your money, you'll be okay. We'll be fine. And remember what I always said at the beginning of the show, it's not timing in the markets, it's time in the market. Make sure your time horizon is a good 5 to 10 years out, you know, if not two decades. And one thing I always say, Chris, to people is make sure you match your investments to your goals, right? And know where you are, know how do you feel, how do I feel if I make 7%? But more importantly, how do I feel if I lose 7%? So those are the emotions that you have to really get intact. Not the stock market's going up and down and up and down. It's how do you feel? What makes you happy? And what makes you mad?
I think a lot of people probably who've been invested for a long time have probably sort of weathered some storms, and maybe they've been able to sort of figure out those things. They've seen, you know, a loss and a gain, and they know how the loss feels and adjust themselves accordingly. But I think a lot of younger investors probably aren't necessarily prepared for that. I'm reading that, I think it was in Bloomberg this week, that millennials are getting financial advisors for the first time, a lot of them. So it's times now where they're probably thinking, well, geez, I really need to buckle down and figure out exactly, make sure that I've got someone on my side who has seen losses and seen gains and knows how to navigate these waters.
Well, I think more importantly, because, you know, we have access, financial advisors have access to AI stuff as well, to input things for people. But the flaw is, you need, like we talked about last time, you need that human touch, because we can actually feel for you and sympathize with you and know how you're feeling. The computer don't. And I think that's why the millennials are heading back to us, because they're not getting that hand-holding that they need. The computer's not going to reach out and hold your hand and do things like that for you. It just kind of tells you what you want to hear. That's really all it does, right? And it doesn't go through all these emotions and things like that. But sometimes you need these emotions to get a check on where you are. Listen, most people, like I say, have been investing in the stock markets for over three decades now. When I started in the business back in the 80s, mid 80s or so, and I look at it now, the average investor is more sophisticated today. Mm-hmm. I think the financial industry has done a great job in educating people, people that are older. I mean, they've been through the ups and downs. There has been a lot of hiccups along the way. And I think, you know, I mean, we always talk about the banks and everybody else, but I think they, along with us, did a good job to educate people about where they are and what to do. There's still a long way to go. But I think, yeah, I think we're doing a good job. And it's times like this, which we haven't faced since probably, I guess, the pandemic or prior to that, the 08, 09 crash. So after the break, you know, we'll go through a little bit of a more, you know, greed and fear things that lose you money or make you money.
Awesome. That's coming up on Your Life, Your Money as we continue here. Thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday morning. Don't forget, you can always visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. You can schedule a call, listen to past shows. You can do all kinds of stuff there, or you can give Kelvin a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Your life, your money continues on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
I am Chris Creston, and I'm here with Kelvin the Money Guy, and this is Your Life, Your Money. Visit askkelvin.ca, that's askkelvin.ca, or give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Good Sunday morning to everyone out there. Today we've been talking about planning and principles and philosophies for investing in a turbulent market in turbulent times. And one of them, emotional decision-making leads to loss. Another point that we talked about was being prepared, making sure that you're ready for uncertainty and volatility. Maintaining long-term outlook. That's all about looking at your investments and looking at your time horizon and making sure that you are looking at the long road and you're not thinking about every little bump along the way. It's time in the market, like Calvin always says, not timing the market, and recovery is inevitable. Things are going to get better when they're down, and we've seen it happen before, and we'll see it happen again. And believing in your investment plan, you've made a plan, and you know what, you're making a little adjustments along the way, but believe in the plan that you made moving into your retirement. Kelvin, in summing up what we've been talking about this hour, did I miss anything?
No, it's funny. When you start in investing, isn't as important as how long you stay invested. Mm. That's the trick. You know, whenever you start, it's how it where you invested, like your long-term plan. Listen, the best way for people to build wealth is to stay invested. I know it could be really challenging, right? Like we're experiencing that right now. Mm-hmm. But given into emotions like fear and greed, you know, it leads to irrational decisions, you know, making it only serves to harm your portfolio than to do any good. They always say when, you know, a long-term thing is when people are greedy, you be fearful. And when people are fearful, you be greedy. So now is the time, if you have money, now is the time to get some money invested because people are very fearful. So maybe be a little bit greedy now. So, instead, you want to aim to understand the long-term fundamentals and adjust your perspectives by making long-term investment horizon. What does that mean? That means stay invested. Don't do emotional things because you'll never make back your money. Ignore the masses. Ignore what they tell you. If the newspaper tell you to go one way, maybe you should go the other way because you become that herd mentality. I think you have to have a strong diversification strategy. Like I say, look at what you have. There's all types of things like stocks and bonds and real estate and all that kind of stuff that I talk about. So make sure you're totally diversified so that when one goes up, the other goes down. So you're maintaining a nice balance. People don't have, I think, you know, when you relate your life and your money, we don't have a balance. Mm-hmm. I think people don't have a balance in their, well, that people I know and talk to seem like they don't have a balance, you know, in their lives. And I think they treat their money the same way, where they don't balance out their portfolios. So I think they go hand in hand. You know, sometimes take a defensive position to protect your portfolio against some of these market shocks. And again, the defensive position is realigning your portfolio, your money that you have. Look at the inside of your money. Don't just look at the, oh, I'm down 10%. Mm-hmm. Look at why am I down 10%. And if you're down 10% because the whole world is crumbling along you, beside you, then there's nothing to do because everything that you have has gone down. Your house has gone down. Your money has gone down. Just sit tight. Call someone and speak to them. And I think if we do that successfully, you'll be okay. You'll be handhold through all these bad times, right?
And I think, you know what, when we look at turbulent times, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. There's opportunity to be had. Like you said, if you've got some cash, maybe it's time to get invested and time to get that cash working for you. I look at a business the other day that was just starting, opening up and expanding to new locations. Right. And it's such a great thing to see all that excitement and energy that's going into that. And that, you know, that ripples across the economy when there are things like that happening, new people being hired, new furniture being purchased, all sorts of things, rent for a landlord. There's so many things that can come out of that. And I'm reminded of, I think I've brought it up before, Ken Burns' documentary on the Civil War. And it's this long, epic documentary. And he'll start talking about, every episode will start talking about a year. And he talks, before he gets into the bad stuff that happened in the war, he lists all the great people who were born and the inventions that were created or patented and stuff. Right. And then it's like, it was also the year that this bloody battle happened or something. But it's really interesting to see that in those times that you assume were marked by horror, amazing, incredible things were happening all the time. Yes. And people were succeeding and inventing new things and overcoming challenges. And I think that that's what, you know, the stock market represents as well. It's an opportunity for so many people to overcome things and grow and expand their wealth.
Well, there's always opportunity in crisis, right? There's always something, like you said, there's always some opportunity out there, but you have to look for it, right? Mm-hmm. And if you do, you'll be fine. You know, this year, 2022 is the year of the tiger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And tigers are always looking for challenging things. There's always topsy-turvy in those years. So everything that we know, that we see through history is repeating itself again. So we know the markets are very resilient. We know the markets will crash time to time, but will recover. You know, they say some of the worst months for the stock markets is August and September. Hmm. We tend to think it's October because all what we remember is the big crash in 87, right? But it's not true. The August and September is one of those worst months. And again, it's holding through again for now. So history is just repeating itself. That's what we're doing. Realign yourself, give your advisor a call. If you don't have one, call me, sit down, regroup. We're heading into the change of the season into fall, so make some changes and you'll be good.
Awesome. Thanks again, Kelvin, for another great Sunday morning. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can call him at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Again, thank you, Kelvin, and thank you to everyone out there listening for making us part of your Sunday, and stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.